The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Abramchik, Poisek at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Masachas Brachas Daf Nun. The Mishkan Amud Aleph mentions the halacha of Shloisha Sha'ochlu Ka'achas. Three people eat together, they're not allowed to split up, they're not allowed to leave without benching the mizumin. The Mishnah also mentions the halacha that asoro ain in the chlokin, that 10 people can't split up, even if they want to split up into groups of 3, they have a chiyuv to bench with the shame of Hashem, nevarach eleikenu, and baruch eleikenu, so they cannot split up to avoid the chiyuv that they have of benching the mizumin with a minyan. The question that comes up quite often, somebody goes to a simcha or goes to a chasana and they want to wash and eat, but they don't want to stay for benching. Is there a heter, or what is the heter, what is the eitzah if they'd like to leave early and not wait for benching and Shabbat brachos? The Bach in Siman Reish says that if people do not finish eating at the same time, they don't finish the Suda at the same time, somebody wants to finish the Suda early, he does not have to stay to wait for everybody else to finish and bench together with Mizumin. So if somebody comes to a class and he wants to finish eating early, then according to the Bach, he'd be without any other svara, but would be okay, he would just bench early and he'd be able to leave without Zimun. Now, although the Paiskim and Siman Reish do not rely on this Bach lehalacha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Eliyahu Rabba that when there's a mokum of Hefsed Mamon or Oynis, then one can rely on this Bach. He quotes it in Siman Reish, in Sivkat and Hei, he quotes it also in Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel and Sivkat and Lamed Aleph. Now, number one, as Mr. Berurah is quite clear, it's a b'di'evad d'kadin. It's only b'makom sheyesh hefsed mamon, he's going to lose money, or he's an oynis. Exactly what's called an oynis, what's called hefsed mamon. Additionally, the Mishnah Berurah only is talking about a case where we have the bach, that one is sitting at a chasana, everybody else didn't finish eating yet. He finished eating, so he can finish and bench without everybody else. He has a bach to rely on. What if everybody finished eating and they're just dancing or drushes and he wants to leave? Is there a heter to bench without waiting till everybody else benches? Then the Sefer Yosef Oimetz from the Chido and Ois Kuf Nun Tes, he's matter leis hatzorech, his lashon is, people go to a suda gedoyla shekosher harichos, either mitzad briyos, because it's not healthy to just sit there, or mitzad ibud zman, they don't have time to waste. Or mitzad da'agosam, or they're worried that the next day they wouldn't be able to get up in time to daven and learn. He's matter that they can leave. He doesn't say any tzirufim. So perhaps according to the Yosef Oimetz, even after everybody finishes eating, one will be able to leave when they have enough of a tzirich. We don't find many other poiskim that say like the Yosef Oimetz, that just la'is ha'tzirich we can just decide to be mafkiyach and achiyav zimun. But perhaps we can find another heter based on the previous Gemara on our daf. The Gemara cites a story, or not a story of a one time, but a common incident. Omer Rava ki achlinon rifta be'resh galusa. When we would eat at the resh galusa, nevarchinon gimel gimel. We used to bench in groups of 3, even though there was a lot more than a minion. We used to bench in groups of 3. Now actually, in the story of the Reish Galusa that Rava is saying, they didn't want to leave early, they actually stayed till the end anyway. So the Gemara discusses why exactly they didn't bench. V'livrchu yud yud, why didn't they bench? Why didn't they bench with minyan? So the Gemara asks, V'livrchu yud yud, let them bench with a minyan. So the Gemara explains, Shama Reish Galusa Ve'ikvid, the Reish Galusa is going to hear that they're benching in a big group of 10, he's going to be makbid. Ve'nitku ve'rechaza the Reish Galusa. If they're anyway waiting till the end, as Rashi explains, why aren't they yotza with the bracha of the Reish Galusa? So the Gemara explains, I do the Abshu, since it's such a large crowd, Kulam Leishami, not everybody hears. And since not everybody hears, it's better for them to bench with Mizumin, small groups, so at least they have Zimun, because to bench with a large group, they don't hear anything, they're not Yoytza any Zimun. So, we could learn Shat in the story, in the incident with the Reish Galusa, two ways. We can easily learn that the Gemara is telling us a Chiddush, that there's some sort of special heter, because I know that I won't be able to bench at the end, together, I sort of have a way to sit at a Suda, together with everybody else, and not be part of the group, the Inyan Zimun. However, the Achroinim, Magen Avraham, and Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Sivkat and Vav, explains a different pshat in the story of the Reish Galusa. The Magen Avraham explains that the reason that it was mutter by the case of the Reish Galusa is because of Kavod Abrius, and Zilusa the Reish Galusa, and Gavul Kavod Abrius, Shadarik Aloysius HaShavat Torah, it's Dorek all the Rabbanans. So since Kavod Abrius is Dorek the Rabbanans, that's why in the case of the Reish Galusa, they were able to bench in groups of three. But in a regular case, where there was no question of Kavod of the Reish Galusa, we don't have a Mekor from this Gemara to say that there's some sort of way to sit at the Suda without joining. Nonetheless, Rav Moshe Negus Moshe Chelik Aleph Simon Nun Vav says he has two Mekoris from the Achroinim, from the early Achroinim, to be matched to such a situation. The Ramo in Simon Kotzadi Gimel, Sivi Gimel, mentions that the minig was in the base of Oivik Achavim, when they sat in the house of Oivik Achavim, they wouldn't bench from the Zuman. And Ramo explains that there was an issue with exactly the Nusach of the Birchus Balabayas. And because they didn't want to say the regular Nusach, they didn't want to bench from Mizumin. So the minig became that they would never bench from Mizumin when they ate in the Beis Oivri Kacham. And his Loshin is, V'lechein metchila leikobu atzman rak levorach kol echad levadai, that they right away were kaveya only to bench each one on the individually, not with the Mizumin. And he explains whether or not this was a correct minig, and he finishes off by saying, "Mikomoka ma'achre dekvar noagu kach, have ke'ilu leikobu." Once the minig became that they wouldn't bench from Mizumin, it's as if they would not convey themselves together. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in Hilchos Erev Tisha B'Av, by Suda Mafsekes, mentions this Ramah as a makor, that by the Suda Mafsekes is Machlokes Rishonim, if somebody eats together, three people eat together, by the Suda Mafsekes, whether or not they have a Chiyuv Zimun, the minhag is not to be mezamen by Suda Mafsekes on Tisha B'Av. So the Magen Avraham explains that the lomdus is why we do not bench from Mizumin, even if we happen to eat three people together, is from this Ramah. He says, "Ain dat on the kvaya," and he finishes, "Ayin simin kuf tzadik gimel siv gimel," which is our Ramah. So Rav Moshe and Igris Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simin Nun Vav, explains that this Magen Avraham and this Ramah is a makor to say that one can eat together, and they can even be kveya to eat together. But if they're not kaveya, to bench together, if they have specifically in mind and they say that they don't want to join, they don't want to be mitzarakul Zimun, they wouldn't have a chiyuv Zimun, and memela, they would be able to leave the Sudas Chasana without waiting for Zimun. Now perhaps we can use some of these svaras in an additional shaila. The Mechaber and Simi Kuf Tzadik Tes Siv Zayin discusses the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara on Mem Hei Amid Beis, when it talks about Noshim Mizamnes La'atzman, so the Machaber paskins that when they are Mizamen for themselves, three Noshim, it's a Rishus, they could be Mizamen if they want, which all the paskins say that our minig is, we don't do that. But if they sit together with men at the table, there are three men that are benching the Mizumin, then the women have a chiyuv to answer together with the men. Now, in many cases, There are many scenarios where the women are not makbid to sit together with the men when they bench to answer zimun. So could we perhaps discuss what would be the makar that the women don't have to bench together with the men when zimun, or is there a makar? So many of the achronim mentioned some of the earlier svaras. We mentioned the svara of the Bach before, that the Bach says if people don't finish at the same time, then they wouldn't have to bench together with mezumin. And even though we don't pass them like the Bach, maybe the women are rely on the Bach. So the Shevet Alevi and Chelek Aleph Siman Lamaches discusses a case where somebody frequently, after he finishes eating, runs out either to go to learn or to go to Tish, and the women at the table are not ready to bench. So he mentions this Bach, that they have the Bach to rely on. And even though we don't paskin like the Bach, the Shevet Alevi explains that if we look in some Daf Mem Hei Omei Beis at the Mekor of this halacha of Noshim Zamnus Va'atzman, we'll see that there really is a machlokes rishonim if Noshim have a Chiyuv Zimun at all. The Machaber in Kuf Tzadik Tes, we said paskin is that Noshim have to have a Chiyuv Zimun when they're together with men. But Shitas Rashi and Toises on Mem Hei Omei Beis is that Noshim never have a Chiyuv Zimun. And the Rosh, right there in Daf Mem Hei Omei Beis, says Noshim always have a Chiyuv Zimun, whether themselves or with others. And the Machaber in Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes is picking a middle shita. He's picking the shita of the Smag that says that when they are themselves three women, they do not have to bench b'mezumen. When they are sitting together with men, then they have to bench b'mezumen. When the men are benching b'mezumen, they have to answer. But there is the shita of Rashi and Tosfos that they are totally potter. They are only a reshus to bench b'mezumim. They never have a chiyuv to bench b'mezumim. So the Shevet Alevi paskins that what they're relying on is a tziruf of the fact that there are rishonim that say they don't have a chiyuv zimun, together with the Bach that says that when they finish not at the same time, and that's what they rely on, that the husbands leave without waiting for the women to answer in zimun. Reb Moshe in Chelek Hei, in the Gis Moshe Siman Tes Ois Yud, as a small paragraph, where he's miyashiv, at least during the week when the women are torahed with the children and there's no real kliyas for the women at the suda, and they're torahed with tzarchei habayis, then perhaps that itself would be a reason to say that mitzchila leikavu, that we say that the women will never really kavei atzman. However, he says that Shabbos, when everybody sits together at the suda, it's rare to say this heter of noshim that they're not kavei atzman together. In houses where the minig is every Shabbos that the men leave, they run out to learn or to go to Tish. So there's a Chuvas Shevet HaKahasi and Chelek Dalet Siman Nun Gimel says that Be'etzem we would have the Svara of Rav Moshe that we discussed earlier in this year from Chelek Aleph. Somebody wants to leave a Chasna early, that he can be Kaveya Atzman. He can specifically mention he doesn't want to be Masarif. So if the minig in his family is always that the husband leaves to go to learn, and the woman stays and finishes the suda afterwards, then it could be also ki'ilu hisnu. So although we see all the achronim that looking for mokum lakula, all the achronim do mention that avada, in a regular case, women are sitting at the table where men are being mezamin, they should be mahader to answer the zimun, like the pashtas amachavar and kufzadik test that they have a chiyuv in zimun.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.